Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This good evening. Is Ty Jones. Hello, Mark Lee.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
You.
We are the voice of the people. I did hear a small, tiny intro of song. Dean Geronimo, I think, was able to be that sixth man and join in with us tonight.
You
so
know
we
what,
are
I'm here,
here
I'm
again.
Here. All right, he's here too.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yes, I
what's
see.
What's going on?
Hey, guys. Another splendid, beautiful Monday, 2016. Hi, it's broadcasting via Kapolei, Hawaii. Dean Geronimo is in Brick City over there in Jersey, and Mark Lee is representing the Bull City of Durham. We have a guest
you
in
got
the
it.
Studio tonight, and I think he's already with us, guys. Mark Lee's going to have some surprise guests come in, and they're going to talk about funk music, and I guess we'll go with a little bit of the intro Mark had posted back in 1999, Zach Robertson and others got to perform at the legendary funk musician George Clinton's birthday party. And since that time, they have been pursuing their ambition and providing funk music. We'll get into some of that, and we'll get to talk to some of those guys. We also have in the studio with us Al Chauncey. I got the pleasure of meeting Chauncey, as I like to call him. I met Chauncey about 2 years ago during the A3C, which is a hip-hop convention that occurs in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was hanging out with some of the old-school cats I know. I don't like to say old-school, but some people refer them to old-school. Speaking of the one and only Greg Nice from Nice and Smooth, Teddy Ted, producer of Nice and Smooth, and several other hip-hop groups. So we have Al Chauncey in the building. He's got some hot tracks. Got to watch his video, which is pretty cute. Talk about his song and see what's going on with the brother over there. Actually, he happens to be from the Bull City. Well, no. I take that back, Mark. But he happens to be from Raleigh, North Carolina, via
the
ATL.
The capital city.
So that's, yeah, pretty cool, too. Pretty cool guy. Very talented, very passionate. I was surprised to see all that soul come out of a brother like that. But I'll let him talk about that. You know, looks are deceiving. When I met him, very jokative, you know, real cool guy. But I didn't know I was going to get, you know, like James Brown and the Smooth. I mean, it was actually pretty cool. The video is really, really hot. I'll let him talk about that. Got to see the Soul Train Awards. Don't know if any of you guys got to see the Soul Train Music Award. That was very on fire, I must admit. I loved it, loved it, loved it. Did you guys watch any of it?
Unfortunately,
nah.
I was, you know, doing that family thing, Thanksgiving and spending time with mom and the nephews and all of that kind of stuff. So I've been out of pocket for the cultural stuff.
That's horrible,
I watch
guys. Well, Erykah
shows.
Badu, of course.
I don't watch
Erykah
shows,
Badu.
Man.
Why not?
I don't look at those, man. Nah, man. I don't
Soul
look
Train,
at those.
Guys?
That's just me. And
okay, well, you know what it is? I'm a 70s baby, and I love
I
music,
am too.
And you know what? They did a tribute to what?
Me and award show.
Like I said, I don't mind award shows.
Okay.
But you know, I just missed
well,
it. But
I
don't
have
mind
to say,
them.
Guys. Erica, you know, she was getting a little chunky lately. She put on a little bit of mama weight. I'm surprised, but it suits her. It suits her. And I love seeing Teddy Riley got an award and Guy got on the stage. They even let Cisco and Drew Hill got up there and perform. It was like performances from people in our era, the 90s, when music was like R&B was hot. back then there was so many groups on fire. You know, Brandy got honored. She got to perform. I mean, Carl Thomas was even on stage. It was like, wow, blasting past.
Yeah,
so
damn,
you know what? I thought
that
it was refreshing. Carl Thomas, they dug him out from under a rock, and he was wearing white, and he looked good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was being emotional.
I mean, yeah, he was being emotional. He sang, you know,
okay,
his two hits. You know what I'm saying? But it was all good.
Is it just two hits? I thought it was one hit.
No, he had a few, guys. He had a few. He did emotional.
He had 1.5 songs.
You know,
oh,
Summer,
okay.
Summer Rain. I Wish I Never Met Her. Emotional has several remixes. Yo, you can't, you know, bite the hand that feeds you. But that's Diddy's fault. He used to like be bringing them in and spitting them out and then dropping shit. Come on now, you can't blame those people. Yo, even Mace came out and did a little cameo with Brandy. I was like, Harlem World,
now,
Remy Ma. Big up to Harlem World, Remy Ma.
Yeah,
she's
Remy
excited,
Ma,
right?
And Fat Joe.
Yeah, she's excited.
Fat Joe.
But Ty.
Y'all was excited. I'm all the way
up. I can't
up.
Lie, though.
Do you know that song?
Ty, I can't lie, though. I
did
watch the Soul Train Awards.
Marley.
I know that song, but I did.
Huh?
I did not watch the Soul Train Awards,
know
but
that
I
song,
did watch. But I did watch. Yeah, I know a lot of songs that you don't think that I know. But I did watch the 70s show on cable. So you know that show where they document the 70s?
What?
And that was kind of deep because, you know, they brought back the Symbionese Liberation Army, which you don't know nothing about, the Patty Hearst the whole thing. And they brought back Stevie Wonder.
And
so
I
did
know
watch
about
the 70s
Stevie
document.
Wonder.
I know you know about Stevie, but you don't
I
know about the Symbionese Liberation Army.
No, I don't. You guys have to school me on that. Y'all have to school me.
Dean knows about them.
Guys. You know, I can't help it that both of y'all is old as dirt. I can't help it. Like, you know, I'm the young buck in the group. I gotta keep it young and fresh. Young and fresh.
Right.
You know? So let's get into this with we got Al Chauncey in the studio with us. Let's bring him in, guys,
sure,
so he can join in on the banter. Al, welcome to Voice of the People. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
We can hear you loud.
Okay,
and clear.
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing fabulous, man. Just came out of that Atlanta traffic and made it here in time to join you guys.
God.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's one thing about Atlanta I just do not miss, okay? I don't miss
exactly.
The traffic. That traffic is, like, jacked up.
And they have traffic on Sundays, too.
That's
wow.
What I'm talking about. How am I going to have traffic on the weekend?
Yeah, man.
On the weekend.
I mean,
now, what part of town do you reside in, Al?
I'm in Marietta.
I know Marietta. I had a friend of mine who was a playwright that lived in that town. I actually like that part of Atlanta.
You live in Corn on the Cob County. You live in Cobb County.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cobb is cool for me because I don't get in trouble. So Cobb is cool.
That's what it is. So you could be black and driving at night, and if you just go over the line, you getting pulled over for drunk driving. Like, you don't want to get pulled over driving while black in Cobb County. I'm just saying.
That's why you take an Uber.
You know, you doing your thing, Al.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
See, I stayed in Buckhead, and you could drive drunk because you know they don't mess with white people, so.
Come on.
It's all good.
hey, look what she's promoting.
No. I'm not promoting driving drunk. I'm still not. Oh, but you know what? Okay. Kudos,
sure?
Al. I will have to admit, I big up to Al Chauncey. Al, I can't call you Al because I like calling you Chauncey. I like Chauncey.
Everybody
Chauncey,
calls me Chauncey.
I love it. Here we go. Oh, I'm so not. Somebody else is.
Somebody else put somebody on blast?
I think so.
I thought it was you.
Yeah, I think that was Mark. I just muted Mark. But Chauncey, I got a chance to go and check out the video for the song that we're going to play tonight. We're going to play two songs of yours this evening.
Okay.
I'm feeling, you know, the song featuring Greg Nice, Love
right.
Drunk.
Yeah.
The YouTube video was hot. I went to YouTube, I checked it out, got to see some familiar faces, like, you know, Bone Crusher was in your video, Positive K. And can you tell us a little bit about the theme of that? Because I got to see it, but, you know, tell us about it.
Well, Love Drunk was, it was like a TV show for the video, you know, for the ones that's out
okay.
there and looking up Al Chauncey on YouTube. We had Positive K as the game show host, and each of the mm-hmm. girls had individual names as far as alcoholic beverages. And Tequila was the one that, so, you know, we had vodka, you know, bourbon, rum, tequila, and gin.
No
and
disrespect to
girl.
All the sisters that do name their daughters champagne and Chardonnay and stuff like that, right? No disrespect?
Yeah. So, you know, that was the theme. That was the theme of the video, and we had a good time. We had a pretty good turnout. And,
so
you guys,
now that I actually, I'm putting two and two together, okay? Because when I first met you, you know, you was kind of quiet, laid back. I really didn't know much of you. I kind of threw shade, I admit. You know,
you just.
But we
you
once you shared your food with me. You shared your food with me at the APC. Then we was friends. You remember that?
You gave me
some of your food.
Yeah, we was.
So we had a moment.
I had a gyro. It was a gyro. I like gyros. Some people call them gyros, but my
See,
Greek friends they
God
tell me they say
the...
Chauncey, it's a gyro. So,
you know what? You're pronouncing it right. So I didn't realize your camaraderie with the brothers, you know, until the video. And now I can see, and I will admit, you guys all seem really, really cool. I love the camaraderie. It's great to see brothers getting along, you know, the way you guys do. Greg Nice, if anyone ever gets to hang with Greg is a snap. You think Chauncey's funny? Go sit at a bar and just people watch. Yo, Greg is like one of them dudes that you bring him with you, he's on fire the whole night. Like, he's going to be snapping jokes. He's picking at everybody that walks through the yo, he will give big shout out to Michael Jackson if somebody got on, like, a plaid leather jacket from, like, 1970. He's making fun of him. So it was hilarious. So now I can see the fun you guys had in the video. Where was the video shot, Chauncey?
It was shot in Harlem Nights on Cortland.
Okay.
You know,
I'm familiar with
Cortland,
Nights.
Yeah. So we did the video there, and we had an awesome time, man. Greg, he's my mentor, and we have so much fun when we go out, you know. And shout out to Teddy.
Yeah,
Ted,
it would have been great to have. Yeah, it would have been great to have Greg on the show. He, you know what? He still sounds as young as ever when he rhymes. I mean, I love his wordplay, his energy in the song. So how's the song doing? And where can people, you know, pick it up? Or what's up with your song?
Love Drunk is all over. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Tidal. It's all over. And then my album, Late for Church, that's on Tidal as well. And all the social digital outlets, you know, you can get the music.
I do like the fact that you use wordplay with Late for Church. Did go to the website. All those that want to check it out, you can go to the Voice of the People page on Facebook. And on the Voice of the People page, the link to Chauncey's website is there. Love the intro to the video with you getting pulled over by the cop, by the popo.
Oh.
And, you know, was kind of cute.
Wow.
I like it.
You like the stick 'em up video.
And he was like, yeah. And he was like, you know, what are you doing speeding in my county? And he's like, and then you, you know, you kind of like give you a little intro
late for church.
Very soulful. Yeah, very soulful, I have to say. So you're from Raleigh, North Carolina. Mark Lee is in the Bull City. Mark,
Bull City, yeah.
I have to say.
Hey, what's up? What's
talent
up?
Is coming out of North Carolina.
What's up,
yeah, we got a mad talent coming out of North Carolina.
Yeah, man. The list goes on, man. It don't stop, you know?
That's right. We got mad talent. I mean, you just think about DeMaceo. You can Maceo Parker's out of North Carolina. John Coltrane's out of North Carolina. So you Thelonious Monk out of North Carolina.
Nino Simone
out of North Carolina. We, you know, the list goes on and on. We got mad talent out of this area. Both current and past.
So
but I'm still getting over the fact that he's picking on people over their clothes. Because like I said, you know, every once in a while I try to dress stylishly, but every once in a while I slip. So that means that he would be picking on me.
You know,
oh, man.
I can't. Big shout out to Mark Lee, a.k.a. Professor Bullwinkle. And then the sixth man over there is Dean Geronimo. Dean, before we
Dean
get
Geronimo.
Started, I want to play
What's going on?
Yes, the sixth man. Yo, Dean,
before we get started,
you want to play, I would love for you to play Al's song, but before you do, I do want you to play the Love Drunk, but tell everybody where they can find us, where they can find you, you know, hit us up, like, give the 411, what's the rundown?
Oh, man, you go to alchauncey.com.
Okay,
you know.
Al Chauncey, Al just chiming in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't mad at him. He said that's
sure
where you can find
it.
You asked the question.
Yeah, make
you said you asked the
Chauncey, right?
I did, Chauncey. C-H-A-U-N-C-Y.
Yeah,
no
you
E,
got
okay?
It. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what. So, Dean Geronimo, take it away.
Yeah. You know what? Definitely can find us on Facebook. Type in the voice of the people, you'll actually see our host, Todd Jones, in the picture. And that's our presence there on Facebook. Now, me, the sixth man, you can find me. Just type in Dean Geronimo. You'll find it on Facebook. It's wide open. Finally had to get a page because, you know, the personal page is locked down. So, you know, but we're here. And, of course, Mark Lee. You can find Mark Lee on Facebook as well. And we're here every Monday night, 7 o'clock. Right here, blogtalkradio.com. Call in and talk to us, 646-668-8393. And with that, we're going to get into a little Love Drunk and see if we got some Tennessee's and Alizé's up in here, all right?
Let's hear it.
Let's go. You know I want it. Ain't no reason to pretend I don't. A perfect poison for my veins, so let it burn some more. Sweating ribs got me feeling like a overdose. Addicted to your kisses. Addicted to your kisses. Late night I make the call like you my dealer. Keeping up on me, a silent killer. I'm on the brink of fame. I'm your big spender. I need a shot of your love. I'ma need me a designated driver for this. I just might call up Uber for this, cause she's Silver Patron. Got it going on. Always right, yo, she ain't never wrong. My horn needs those, yeah, my EBO. Back to back shots to the early moon. Tequila and lime juice, now I'm gone. Hide the kite, hit a no-fly zone.
So I'm feeling a little tipsy after that. Kudos, Adam.
Uh-huh.
Like, Chauncey, that was hot. I'm loving that. I'm feeling
yeah, I like
that.
That.
I'm feeling that one. I like that. You know, you sound very soulful. You know, I already, my mind is turning. It's turning. Markley, you definitely need to invite this brother out to the Blues Festival to do some things with you
yeah.
over there in Durham. I mean, he would definitely
oh,
fit
yeah.
right in. Definitely, definitely.
It's
you guys definitely
festival.
Need to
oh, man, you know,
with each other.
Yeah, Greg.
What
Greg
are you thinking,
loves
guys?
Durham. He talk about he talks about Durham all the time. So I love to come out to the Blues Festival. We'll kill it.
Oh yeah, Blues Festival,
oh,
Center
yeah.
Fest.
Like,
you know, we got
you
all
know,
kinds of festivals.
Mark,
article.
Mark Lee. Yeah, Mark, tell him your involvement in some of the things you do in Durham, Mark.
Sure, definitely. I mean, I've been involved in the Durham music scene for a long time, so I've been one of the people that helps with the consulting for the Bull Durham Blues Festival, also picked the music acts, a lot of them for Centerfest, been involved with the festival, the Eno, actually did some consulting with them on different levels as well as some of the music side. And then we've also got Bembe that I've been involved with, and I've also been a consultant for Art of Cool. So most of the major festivals here in Durham I've been involved with in one form or fashion.
Wow. Okay,
also,
man,
he works at the
incredible.
Hayside Heritage Center. Mark works with some of the several radio stations in Durham. If you need anybody that's got their ear to the ground, Chauncey is definitely my co-host. You guys definitely need to keep in touch after this show. And I would love to
oh,
see
absolutely.
You do some performances over there in Durham. You would fit right in. And that's home to
oh,
you.
Absolutely. We did a show in Charlotte not too long ago.
Cool.
And we tore that down too. So I love the color Durham, man.
All right then.
So we got somebody patiently that's been waiting, guys. Let me see who this person is. Dean Treendom. His name is Zach from Nappy Head Durham. Wow. Hey Zach.
Nappy
how
Head
you
Punk
doing?
Army in the house.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing? I'm feeling the show. Loving it. Loving it. How y'all doing?
Okay.
All right.
Great,
all right.
Great, great. So are you familiar with our guest tonight?
Am I familiar with your guest? I've heard
yeah.
some of his music. I kind of think that I might have a little bit of it in my brain at some point.
Okay. You sound muffled a little bit. Do you know this person,
I'm
Al?
What's your name, Playboy?
Zach. I'm actually
Zach, what's up, man?
Out. Hey, how you doing, bro? What's going on?
Oh, man, everything's good, man.
Yeah,
hey, Ty, that's Zach from the Nappy Head Funk Army.
Yes.
That's the one that I posted about. That's been playing with George Clinton and all of that stuff, and is breaking out into the funk world. And he's bringing the funk back.
Okay, that's tough. Okay, so Mark has got to intro this, Zach. Zach, thanks for calling in. Before we go forward, I have... Zach, we will get into talking with you. You got two artists in the scene tonight. Mark Lee's going to intro with Zach. Al, real quickly, there's another little snippet that I wanted to play from Chauncey. You want to give people a little bit of background about it, Al? It's Superman of Soul. What's up with that?
This is going to be on my next project, the SOS project, which is... synonymous with Superman of Soul. They also call me the Son of Soul as well. But this is going to be the next single that we're dropping first quarter. We're going to shoot a video for it.
Okay.
And y'all going to love this album. I know Mark and my man Zach was talking about funk, but this new project is more live-driven and funk as well. But the Superman of Soul record, it takes you back to remember the Marvin Gaye's, the Donny Hathaway's, the Aretha Franklin. We can't forget the real soul artists who laid down, you know, the groundwork for us. So I'm paying tribute to them on this record.
Oh, yeah. So, Chauncey, I was reading some of your bio, and it seems like you're also the cousin of blues legend Brownie McGhee, who recorded
Brownie
records
McGhee.
As, yeah, the duo of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGhee. So you have this soulful music runs through your blood, and this is something that you've been aspiring to do as even as a child.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, Ty. Yeah, we know all about Brownie McGhee and Sonny Terry here in North Carolina. I mean, that's part of the Durham legends in terms of the blues community. I mean, they got plaques named after them right here, not that far from the Haydock Center, right there next to Stanford B. Warren is a plaque to Sonny Terry and Brownie McGhee. They are true legends in the Durham blues community.
Wow, yeah.
Well, look at here, Mark. See, and you got this man on our show tonight who is actually related to some of the legends. So, you know, I just got to give myself a pat on the back for recruiting the brother to come talk to us tonight. You know, thank you for coming on the show. This is a show called The Voice of the People. I am your host, Ty Jones, along with Mark Lee, Dean Geronimo. And The Voice of the People is a different spin on talk radio. We are one of those shows where it's an impromptu interview, and you as the guest, you are the voice for the evening. We definitely want your voice to be heard, and the beauty of the show, it can be heard throughout the U.S. and the countries, and we have had the honor of having so many different people voice their opinions, from entrepreneurs, people that are in politics, people that stand for a cause, and tonight we have soulful-sounding, not one, but two artists in the studio. So Zach will be on the way, and we're going to be finishing up with Chauncey here. It's a pleasure to have him in the studio. And before we proceed, I want to thank you, Chauncey, for coming, you know, taking a break from your schedule and, you know, chatting with us tonight.
Absolutely. And once the Super Mental Soul single drop, so I'm going to send it to you so you can get the whole entire song. Just for the tease, the audience tonight to give a little taste of what's to come. In the meanwhile, go check out my Late for Church album at alchauncey.com, and I thank y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we thank you too. So before we walk away, I always like put brothers on the radar, you know, because I'm just nosy like that. And the guys know I'm nosy, you know. I ask
guess
a lot of questions. So, Chauncey, who's the lover in your life? You know, are you single? Are you dating? Like, what's up?
Music is the love in my life. So, I'm dating at the time. Mm. Man. I'm just having a good time, man. I'm dating right now. You know,
so there's no tequila right now? There's no tequila? You didn't walk away with tequila yet?
I haven't walked away with tequila yet. You know, I'm still messing with you know, bourbon and gin.
You messing with champagne again?
Champagne.
So is it safe to say to the ladies out there that there's still a chance with love with Chauncey? Chauncey's single. Okay, ladies, so Chauncey's still on the market. And so what does it take, Chauncey, for a sister to get with a brother like you? Like, what does it take for, not wifey, but what's wife material like in your mind?
I mean, we just got to connect on all levels, you know. All cylinders have to be running, man. I enjoy getting to know somebody, you know. I feel like when you jump into a fast relationship, you don't get a chance to know that person in and out. They show you the representative the first couple of months, and then when you're locked in, it's like, okay, this is who they are. You know, I enjoy getting to know that person, and we got to click on all levels.
So
is, you know.
So
it takes a minute to get to know them.
Do you like a sister that knows how to cook?
Oh hell yeah! I'm from North Carolina.
I know, but I just gotta ask nowadays because you know you do live in the A now, and it's a lot that goes on in the A. It's kind of hard dating in the A. Is it hard for you when it comes to dating and living in Atlanta?
I think it could be quite difficult at times because of how busy I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, working in the studio, traveling, doing shows, and it's a fast, you know, Atlanta's pretty fast. It's faster than North Carolina. So I'm always moving.
Right, that's
you know?
True. That's true.
So I would probably
Atlanta and wait a minute. Atlanta and North Carolina do have at least one thing in common. The sisters definitely are not missing any meals nor biscuits.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So brothers out there, definitely there's plenty of peaches available in Atlanta. I will have to say that. Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Boy.
Yeah.
Ty had to put me on the spot. Yeah,
I had to do it. The guys know how I am.
Good.
I mean, Dean is a worthy husband. You know, he's happily married. Mark Lee, you know, he's still living the single life. Ty just, tied down. Yes, I
just got married.
I'm married. Yeah.
You guys know
just
that?
Got married.
Oh,
just got married.
I just got married.
Yeah, she wouldn't have got eloped on us. We didn't know about it, you know. Normally you see everything on Facebook. I didn't see it.
She put it on Facebook.
Congratulations.
I didn't want to do the Facebook thing. I mean, I think there's so many things in life that are sacred, and to be quite honest, that was something that I prayed on,
and when I prayed about it,
he's definitely heaven sent, I will have to say. I prayed for a very long time, and I took my time, you know, so I can relate. I understand how Atlanta can be. The dating scene is very interesting in Atlanta. But if you are there and, you know, like the brother Chauncey just mentioned, you go to Atlanta, you have a goal, you have a vision, you have a mission, you know, and you don't get sidetracked. And sometimes it's easily to get sidetracked. You know what I'm saying? That's just life in general. But
hey,
the greater
hey,
good
what?
Shall come. What?
Hey, guess what? See, my brother Zach can probably relate to some of that if he's still on the line, because Zach actually is a single father taking care of two amazing young daughters and everything. So he's getting his music career going while he's taking care of them two young ladies of his.
Congratulations.
Okay, so Zach, we're going to get into you. Let's play this last song. Dean, you want to play it before? And Al, you're more than welcome to hang out with us.
I gotta get to the gym as soon as I get off this interview.
Okay.
But I tell you what, I'm probably tune into it from my phone.
Definitely. Do that.
And we want to thank you for being a guest tonight. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for, you know, contributing to the arts. Very soulful, brother. So taking us out. We're going to play your last song, and we wish you peace and love, and thank you for being a guest on the Voice of the People tonight.
Oh, man, thank you.
Thank
Ty,
you very much.
Ty Jones, thank you. Mark Lee, thank you. And Dean, thank you.
All right.
Not a problem. Here's Al Conti, Superman of Soul.
It's a lost feeling. What happened to Don? Now it's all about the mind. Oh, how I miss that sound. And now I'm singing this song for you. Let's talk about a reason. Your voice has reached the people. And your legacy won't be tainted. As long as I'm around, those pictures will be painted. Let's go to Black Moses. With that hot butter soul. It feels like God's in the room when I listen. Just that real soul that the world has been missing. Ooh, yeah. When you know that you're ready. When your soul gets heavy. Even when you think that it's heavy. Superman, it's all. All right. I got it under control.
And there we have it. That was El Chauncey, Superman of Soul. Just a little snippet there, just for the crew to take a look, listen, and, you know, cop that when it comes out. He's on iTunes. His information is on the Voice of the People page, and link to his website. We want to thank Al. He's still in the studio, so we want to thank you for coming on the show, and have a blessed night tonight, Al.
All right. Thank you all so much. Voice of the People. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
All right.
Looking forward to doing some work with you here in Durham.
Man, I'm
looking
forward to it.
Chauncey, I'm going
to
share your phone number with Mark Lee, and I'm pretty sure he'll be in touch with you, and you guys can definitely continue to, continue to network with each other, and I hope things work out with some things.
Oh, absolutely.
Sounds good.
Pleasure. Thank you all for having me. All the fans out there listening, go to AlChauncey.com. Next up, we got my man Zach. It's going to be a wonderful night. Holler at your boy.
You know we do that.
All right. Thank you. That's Al Chauncey. So, Mark Lee, this is your guest. And take it away, Mark. Give us some info on Zach.
Sure. I had the pleasure of meeting Zach at the Talk of the Town, at the BU, which is actually where the open mic has moved to. That's right. A long time ago, back when you were here, it was probably the Talk, but now it's at the BU. And we got to talking, and he realized that he was telling me about his funk career and how he had played with George Clinton and actually played at George Clinton's birthday party way back in 1999, if I remember correctly. But Zach will correct me if I'm wrong. But then we got to talking, and actually I've been doing a lot of different things in the world of entertainment these days. You know, like you mentioned to Chauncey, I've been doing festivals, and I've been doing film festivals and music festivals, and been doing a lot of other things. But one of the other things that I am known for in this area is doing management. So the Nappy Head Funk Army is one of my latest clients. So glad to have them on board as a client of Lee Entertainment, and definitely looking forward to seeing where we can get them. We've been talking about getting them on the college circuit as well as on some of the other circuits as well. But, you know, Zach's got a real deep understanding of funk music because he was practically born into the funk. So I'm going to let Zach take it away and tell y'all his definition of what funk music is about. Zach, if you're with me, give me a breakdown on what funk music is.
I can definitely tell you. You got me in there, right? How you doing, Ty?
Got you in here.
Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you, Mark, and Dean as well. Well, let me see. Funk, let me break it down. Funk is basically like a big plate of soul food. You got your chitlins, which, you know, you got your pork, your chicken, your collard greens, the fat back. You know, it's like a plethora of what, you know, Afro-American people and people of all different races and colors kind of get into. Funk is that stuff that really creeps out 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, they didn't really want to, you know, put funk in the mainstream and bring funk in the daylight. But basically, you know, funk is the prodigy of R&B and soul and blues and all the good stuff that came out in New Orleans and Chicago. You know, they kind of got together and had a baby and called it funk. So, you know, funk actually,
I got a question, Zach.
At what
point in your life did you see yourself migrating towards this genre of music? And besides Parliament Funkadelic, what were some of the other musicians that influenced you to even want to walk down this journey?
Well, I can tell you, honestly, I was about maybe 9 years old, 10 years old, and I'm playing gospel records, whatever. I put on a record called I Just Want to Testify by Parliament. Didn't know who they were, but it was something about that just shook me up. So I started doing some research about it. Started understanding that this Parliament thing was a movement even way back then, you know, in the 60s. But I was blessed. I came up under some really, really talented cats on the Strong Island, and I would be amiss not to mention them. A gentleman named Howard Berman, a gentleman named Gary Borden, Bubba Shirley, and a young lady named Goldie put me under their wing, you know, another brother named Kevin Carroll, and of course, my favorite, Bobby Roosevelt, Threadgill, and Drummer. And they kind of turned me on to what was happening when funk was first getting started on the mainstream circuit. So I kind of say that band Manchild, when I heard them, and they were like one of the funkiest, you know, New York bands ever. And between that and my love for trying to figure out Parliament, Funkadelic, and what they were doing. I was like, you know, this is going to be something that I kind of just feel I have to do. I was compelled to do it at a young age. So at that point.
Hey, Zach, because you know, Ty can relate to your New York ties, because Ty is actually, even though she's living in Honolulu now after that marriage, she is actually a New York-bred young lady, having lived most of her life up there. Which part of New York is that you're from again, Ty?
Well, actually, I was born in the Bronx, but I left New York at 8 years old. I left New York at eight, and not to get so deep, but, you know, my roots are there, and then returned and lived in New York in my 20s as an adult after college. And I actually lived in Greenwich Village, and I dated a musician. He actually was a lead singer in a ska reggae band. So I'm familiar with the scene, New York scene. You know, there's a lot of clubs or live performances I've been to or been blessed to meet a whole plethora of various artists because of working in radio, club promotions. So New York is definitely a city, you know, that you have so many greats that have come there, you know. Have you been to B.B. King's spot? Have you done any performing in New York City since you're there, Zach?
Well, basically, I don't live there now. I live in North Carolina. But I can tell you when Wetlands and the Village was popular, we were at the Elbow Room a lot.
Yep.
We were always blind. And you know, we played a lot of festivals.
Okay, yeah. I'm very familiar with Lions. I don't...
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So
if you're familiar with Lion's Den, have you ever heard of a band called Skedanks?
I probably just heard their music. I'm not really familiar with the name, but I probably heard their music because we all kind of knew each other and all played in the same area, in the same places, 2, 3, 4 gigs a night. One of our major accomplishments while being in New York was we played the Anthem Avenue Street Festival. I'm up in Harlem, and it was about, maybe 20,000 people there, you know. So it was a big venue, the Harry Papin Theater. So we played some major venues, opened up for Living Color. Obviously, you know, that was a big deal because the characters, they kind of,
they're great,
you know,
they're a great band.
So they kind of know. But, you know, we got a friend of mine, Craig Jambu, who worked at Wetlands, turned us on to doing this party for George Clinton. So that was kind of cool. And that's kind of like when Napier was born. You know, in my head, it was born a long time before. But that's kind of like when it was born. So, you know, it was cool. It was cool. And the P-Funk is just what it is, you know. I kind of was raised up under that and, you know, sitting down talking with George and
Dean.
So I have a quick question before we go with Dean. Hold on 1 second, guys, because I want to kind of wrap this up. But I just want him to give everybody that's listening tonight that what are you guys currently working on? Do you have any new projects, any new music? Do you have anything up and coming or tentative date performances for your group?
Yeah, we do. We're actually looking at the Article Festival this summer with people getting on that show. Working with Mark, you know, he's our new management. So he's going to be looking into some things as far as the college stuff. But we are in the process of remixing some stuff. Get ready to record some music.
Okay.
And I've actually been doing that up in Queens at my friend Pearl's studio. And a lot of my guys, they're doing other things right now with the young ladies. But you can find out anything you want to know by going to the Zach Robinson Facebook page.
R-O-B-R-S-O-N,
and go to Facebook. And I usually post all my stuff there. I got to give a shout out to my man, David Brooks, and Dr. Brookenstein. He's working on our website and currently putting all that new stuff together with that. And Tanya and Pat and Mark and, you know, Prez and Carlton and John. I have a big band, so a lot of members, you know, Eric J and, you know, Pearl, always Cass and Avery and Kevin. So they're all going to be involved this time around, you know. And I have a feeling that because Prince and Gary Shine and Bernie Worrell and all the great, you know, female artists that have transitioned on, we're actually holding it down for them. You asked earlier what was some artists that influenced me, and I can honestly tell you it was every artist I ever heard in 1960 and 1970. So, you know, that's kind of like where I come from.
Well, we want to thank you for being on the show. Please don't hesitate to go to the Voice of the People page, post. You're free to post, so we would love for you to post your web address, information about yourself. Would be great, so that way our listeners can, you know, put a face with a name and some visuals with you. So thank you for coming on the show tonight.
No problem.
Good luck in your future endeavors, and any music Mark Lee that he has next time, it would be great to have it loaded in the studio so we could actually take a glimpse. You know, a little snippet of it, so we can hear some of the sounds that the brother has. Okay,
we'll definitely load some up. And by the way, as I mentioned earlier, two of his biggest fans, because when we had our meeting at the Haytide to decide about management, are his two daughters. So definitely got to give them a shout out, because it's great when
they should be
those are my two loves, you know, and music. Love you, baby.
Awesome. Well, we thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Prior to us jumping off, everybody's got somewhere to go, somewhere to be. So we want to thank our guest, Zach. Thank you, Al Chauncey, for being on the show tonight. This is another edition, episode 2 of The Voice of the People. I am your host, Ty Jones. Always, as always, it's always a pleasure to have my brothers sitting in the studio with me. We are the Get Along Gang that make up the Voice of the People. Let's do some final thoughts so we can roll out of here, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting hungry. So, no, that's just a joke. Just a joke. It's only going on 3 o'clock here, guys. So, it's only 3 in the afternoon here. So, it's a huge time change for me, but...
Yeah, rub
into
you in Honolulu.
No, just saying, like, we're just on... We're different parts of the world now, but I still feel connected to everybody. So I'll let Mark Lee go first, and then I'll let his guest go next. And Zach, just to give you a little reference, this is a part of the show where we like to talk about pretty much our final thoughts for the evening, whether it be Thanksgiving, reflection, or just to reflect on some of the conversation we had today. So, Mark Lee, I'll let you go first, and you take it away with your final thought for tonight.
Well, you know, I'm always one of those people that's trying to put things in context of the world and in terms of the context of the music. And like Zach was saying earlier, you know, funk music is a real mixture of the music that's out there. And that's what the whole world is about. It's about trying to understand the different cultures and societies that are out there and having a great understanding of them. Not just trying to make a judgment about one society or another society, but just actually getting a greater understanding of all of the societies that are out there. And that meaning in our own culture, that means understanding everything from rap and funk to blues and jazz to R&B, and also in the world, just understanding the world in general, understanding that there's a great Latin culture out there, there's a great Asian culture out there, there's a great African culture out there, and it's our job as citizens to try to understand all of that that's out there and is out there for us to enjoy.
Amen. Amen to that. Thank you, Mark Lee, with your final thoughts. Zach, you were our guest tonight. Any final thoughts for you coming from you tonight?
Definitely stay. I follow up on that with Michael Sands, a friend of mine, Robin Watson, always says one love. So we are a universal society. We shouldn't be segregated by race, by culture, or by gender, or by religion. So basically, with my music, the funk, and what Napier is going to do, we want to just bring all people together, have everybody love each other. We fight for a couple of major causes, one being homelessness, one being poverty. Those are our two things that we kind of always put to the forefront of our music and when we do benefits and things of that nature. So we need to understand, as people of the world, we're world citizens, put aside our differences and let's move forward. We have so many things to be grateful for. Me, I know, you know, playing this funk music and learning from the people I learn from, I'm grateful for that. So I think we have more things in common than we don't. And that's my final thought. We just need to love each other more, you know, share peace and love and be dominant, you know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was Zach calling in from North Carolina, representing the Bull City, and the group Nappy Head. He's a soulful funk artist, and we want to thank him as well as Al Chauncey for being in the studio tonight. This is your host, Ty Jones. My final thought for this evening actually just derives from something that the brothers were talking about, and that's just love. I've had a chance to reflect on things that are occurring in the world, and I'm noticing that sometimes negativity overrides positivity. But the one thing that I really enjoyed the most was watching the Soul Train Music Award ceremony. And even though my brothers, you know, chimed in with like, oh, I'm not care or feeling, you know, watching, I enjoy these things. You know, I enjoy them for, it's a blessing to see people of color, black people, beautiful black people come together under one umbrella that are artistic, that are creative, that have self-expression and can exude it in such a beautiful way. And so we here at the Voice of the People are doing just that too. We're being an outlet for you to come on this show and being a vessel for all those with a voice to be heard. And that is what I'm most thankful for. So I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Al Chauncey was also our guest. I want to thank Al. Check him out. He's on our Voice of the People page. And peace and love. That's Ty's final thought for the night. Dean Geronimo is definitely going to give us.
Yes. You know what? We're talking about music.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm promoting today. All right. So
yeah.
Check out Al Chauncey. Check out Zach from Nappy Head. Make sure you go to iamrhapsody.com. Rhapsody has that new EP out. It's called Crown, and it can be downloaded from iamrhapsody.com. Next month, you should hear something from Heather Victoria. This is all coming out of the Jammer Camp. Black Girl Story, and then one of the beat makers always on the board with the heat, Crisis, coming out with In the Hour of Crisis. So make sure you check it out, www.jamlarecords.com. Jamla's the squad, Rock Nation is the family, Soul Council's the foundation, the rest is the future. I say get familiar, and that's it for me this evening. Dean Geronimo is out, the Sixth Man is here. Make sure you catch us every Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones The Voice, or call and join in the conversation at 646-668-8393. I'm out.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, Dean Geronimo. We're about to exit out of here. Mark Lee, thank you. It's always a pleasure having you in the studio
always
with us, Mark. Peace and blessings to all. I'm going to continue and just play the snippet for Al Chauncey, Superman of Soul. I'm kind of feeling that. I'm feeling the soulful brother. Thank you, Zach, for calling in and talking to us and sharing with us your insight for tonight. So taking us out of here, Al Chauncey, Superman of Soul, right here on The Voice of the People. Peace and blessings.
What happened tomorrow? The world is forgotten. What your music stood for, it's a lost feeling. What happened to dawn? That was all about the mind. Oh, how I missed that sound. And now I'm singing this song for you. Let's talk about a reason. Your voice to reach the people. And your legacy won't be tainted. As long as I'm around, those pictures will be painted. Let's go to Black Moses with that hot butter soul. It feels like God's in the room when I listen. Just that real soul that the world has been missing. Ooh, when you know that you're ready, when your soul gets heavy, and when you think that it's heavy, call me.
That's Al Chauncey. I'm Ty Jones.